From Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome to this Mental Health Awareness Week special from Richmond Fellowship. This is the podcast which shines the spotlight on the excellent work happening at our services across England. I'm Matt Webb, Communications and Marketing Officer, and this month I'm joined by Nicholas Barnes, Peer Support Coordinator at our Crawley Stay and Well service, to talk about his experience of loneliness. Thanks for joining me, Nicholas. First of all, just tell us a bit about your role.
Yeah, my role is a peer support coordinator. So during the day, I deal with advertisements, recruitment of volunteers, taking care of them, training them, looking after the mental well-being. I'm a mental health first aider as well. And in the evenings, I take care of the clients that come in that are in a mental health crisis and help them to overcome their stresses. You know, when they leave, they're feeling much happier.
So it's a very varied role then.
Yeah.
And just tell us a bit about your experience of loneliness, because of course that's the theme for this year's Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yeah, sure. I was in the British Army, so quite a few years. I got injured, severely injured. I suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, which was quite severe. I met my wife before I left the army. We lived here, there and everywhere, because, and then once I, my disabilities got worse, we had to move into a apartment. And then like about back in 2017, she was diagnosed with womb cancer. And throughout those, from 2017 to 2020, she was quite unsociable because of her illness, and she was quite unwell, and I felt lonely. Even she was still around at that time. She was sleeping a lot, you know, and not really talkative when she was awake that much. Just wanted to be by herself a lot, and I was quite lonely because I couldn't really express myself. I had no one that I could talk to in front of. Because of her illness, it would upset her, so I couldn't really talk to anyone. And then she passed away in 2020 of her cancer, and I just felt extremely lonely after that. So I decided to, around last year in 2021, I decided to get some help. So I initially contacted people to do with the armed forces mental health side of it, and they were helping me for a while, all cool signs. And then I met a coach on social media, and it all started from there. Basically, we were talking around March. She got me doing these leg exercises because I was in a powered wheelchair for over 10 years. I couldn't stand, walk, get out of bed. I had to have carers twice a day looking after me, doing everything for me. And then you know, I started learning to walk again. I did all that by myself because she lived in Crawley and I was living in Hampshire at the time. I sort of went on YouTube and learning from other veterans, US veterans mainly, because most of them are US that I saw on YouTube. And then I sort of got into mindfulness. So I was training my mind as well. And then this coach helped me with reversing diabetes, high cholesterol. And then she introduced a neuro-linguistic programming, because she's a practitioner in that, which is about reprogramming the human mind. She did that with me, and that helped. Helped me to overcome trauma, which I suffered many years after leaving the army. And now I'm a practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming. I recently qualified as a mental health first aider at work as well, level two advocacy at work. And now that lovely coach is my fiance.
That's a remarkable story. And obviously through all of that difficult experience, obviously loneliness you've touched upon has kind of been a big thing. If someone's listening to this, some of the skills you must have learned must have really helped. Just tell the listener what the skills were that you learned and how you were able to kind of get through that difficult time of your life.
So the skills I learned was to meditate, and these were not particular meditation, these were ones about talking ones. So you go on YouTube, listen to ones about gratitude, looking at loneliness, looking at sadness, and these talkative ones tell you about how to overcome those fears and emotions. And with the program that I was learning through NLP, I was learning through that, and then I was sort of self-teaching as well about other emotions that I had, because when I lost the trauma, I started having more emotions coming back to me than because when you're traumatized, you sort of lose your way of life, your emotions and feelings. And so I was learning everything on YouTube, and then through my practitioner course, now because of psychology, I know how the brain works, and so I've been self-teaching, and it truly does help by looking things up and training yourself, getting into training to learn about things, about how to overcome obstacles, your personal obstacles, and how ways of overcoming it by mental, physical. So now, because where I was in a powered wheelchair for so long, when I started walking, and then I started doing 1,000 press-ups every day for about 3 weeks. I was doing it for a charity around October last year. I was trying to do the whole month, 1,000 press-ups every day. I got to week 3, and then my back went. So I'm not as fit as I used to be, but it's all about having the power of, it's all about the power of the mind, you know. It's how you train your mindset, and you know, you've got to have a good mindset to overcome all these challenges and obstacles and fears. And you know, because many people have fears about, I would like to get like that, but I don't think I can do it, you know. And within NLP, we call things like that a limited belief, and we have a technique that can overcome these limited beliefs and overcome a lot of things about mental health and things you've experienced in the past, things or even phobias or even thoughts about like certain things like food or like bad habits like smoking and stuff like that. You know, it all goes, you know, you can do extremely well by overcoming all that through the power of the mindset.
And of course, you're using your own lived experience to support others, obviously experiencing the trauma that you have. Have you found that actually you're able to kind of relate to the people that you support as well and use that to help guide them along their recovery journeys?
Yes, I've helped quite a few around the evenings that I do. Because of what I've experienced, I've helped people relax. They've gone away feeling much happier and stress-free. I've been helping, there's a couple of military veterans that have been in to our service at the Richmond Fellowship, and I've helped them, been giving them advice of places to go to help them with not just their mental, but their like places to do with their like where they're currently living, you know, because some people go through sort of bad times of you know, like with their disabilities and not being properly looked after. So I've given them opportunities of giving them phone numbers and who to contact and whatnot to help them to move on with their lives, and it's helped. Also, I'm a breakthrough coach in NLP. I'm helping people overcome stress caused by physical pain as well as trauma. I'm helping veterans with their trauma as well, because it can either lower the symptoms or it can get rid of it, trauma like it did with me. Yeah.
And finally, how do you find working for Richmond Fellowship?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm so happy in this job. The Richmond Fellowship is an amazing experience, because from day one of meeting the boss, I never knew about the Richmond Fellowship before, but when I found out about them, it was like, oh, I wonder what this is going to be like, you know, because I was a bit hesitant at first, you know, because talking, you know. And then I met the boss and Jason, and I think everybody who I work with is amazing, and most of us have experienced mental health in the past, and it's amazing how everyone's doing so well in their jobs. I'm proud of each and everyone I work with, and you know, it's a good workplace, you know, happy environment, people are easy to get on with, the colleagues and that, and the, you know, you've got lots of refreshments as well. You can help yourself to tea, coffee, biscuits. I like the biscuits. yes, it's a happy environment that I've always wanted, and it's a good environment because it's very relaxed and peaceful. Yeah, so I'm enjoying it, and it's nice to be. I feel like I'm serving my country again, like by helping others in through a different employment. But it's good because you know it's helping people overcome their stresses of mental health. Yeah.
Well, Nicholas, thank you for all you do in your service, and the best of luck with the future. And thank you very much for joining me on this special edition of Radio Sparky to mark Mental Health Awareness Week. Nicholas, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Matt. And thank you for inviting me along. Thank you.
Radio Sparky.